Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Thursday, May 24th, 2018. I'm John Abai, and joining me today is my wife, my sunshine, Audrey.
Hi.
Hello, welcome. So, if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions on what we watch, listen, played, and or read throughout the week. We usually begin the episode with a trailer talk, and we conclude with the episode with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is, drumroll please, from my co-host. Do the best drum roll without hitting the table. It is nothing, really. It's really nothing. We were planning to do a Deadpool episode with everyone, but my brother, Ben, hasn't watched it yet, so...
He hasn't watched it?
No, he hasn't watched it. So we're waiting for him to watch it to have a bigger discussion. But
what did he do this weekend then?
I don't know. He does things.
That Deadpool 2 came out, so that means you're supposed to watch it.
Mm-hmm. That's how we as a society
did it.
Agree that every time there's a big movie like Infinity Wars, Deadpool, and Solo,
we all go
to watch it.
Together.
And then we go around the water coolers and discuss it and give our spoilers.
Except now it's like coffee coolers or Red Bull coolers.
Or vending machines around the vending machine. Yeah. Because, you know, everyone just hangs out in the vending machine.
Yeah,
because
you don't have to work, right?
Nope. Just next to that machine that spits out food that you have to give money to, unlike water that's free.
Barely.
Conspiracy. Water's better than anything else in the world.
Unless it has chemicals.
What? Water? Oh, yeah.
And
Flint, you've been talking about?
You know.
Let's talk about political.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about the NFL doing that? No,
we won't, the NFL.
We won't get...
They're getting fined, right?
Yeah. we won't dive into that. How are you? I don't think we talk that much during the day, but...
No, we don't.
We see
each
other.
And we might not for a long time.
Oh, we can't discuss that, too.
No, that's private.
It's nothing bad. Don't think, oh, now you're divorced or something like that. No, one
thought that until you said it.
Huh?
Now it's in the air. So does that mean that...
It might come true. Words come true? Or that's how...
That's how words come true is when you speak it out.
Yeah.
How am I? Is that what you asked? Yes. How am I? I'm doing okay. Yeah. Things are cool. The kids are almost out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exciting, right?
No, it's bad because then they're home all the time.
Mm-hmm. But not with us.
I mean, they're home all the time now.
Mm-hmm. No homework. We can't tell them, oh, you have to do your homework. Or before watching TV, we can't do that anymore.
We can make up homework like people always do.
We can have a fake teacher. Let's make up this fake teacher and tell them... Oh, this Mr.
Your summer teacher.
Yeah, Mr. Summers.
Scott
Summers. And Mrs. Jean Gray have paperwork for you. And it's turned to Professor Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
will be graded at the end of the summer on your mutant
ability.
Yes. That's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Yes. What am I going off of this? Oh, so
not Marvel.
This episode is not your traditional episode. We will just dive into different subjects, but we will still do trailer talk. But this week's trailer are actually two different trailers. The first one.
Do you watch the same trailer twice usually?
No.
Why'd you make the distinction that it's two different ones?
Oh. There was that one time where
you just watch the same one over and over.
Three different trailers for. The Star Wars film, each one is a different cut. There's a red band with a violent one, a green band.
Violent one?
Yes.
There's a violent Star Wars trailer?
Mm-hmm. The one where Kylo Ren cuts off the arms of...
Of children?
No, of that of little alien children? Guy. Spoilers for the last one, Hope.
He
last
kills,
Hope.
He
the
kills
last...
dead children?
Yeah, that and too. He no, he didn't. It wasn't his fault, though. It's Luke Skywalker forcing him to kill the dead children.
Oh, well, you know, mm-hmm. that's how family is.
Yes, that is how family. But the first trailer we will be discussing is actually a new retold story of a famous story, I guess.
I didn't even know there was another one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was just the Disney one, live action, and now there's this.
Don't jump ahead. What are we going to be discussing? But... This week's trailer, we are going to be discussing...
We're going to dusk it.
discussing Mowgli.
When you were a cub, I looked you in the eye and saw no fear. I believed that one day you would bring peace to the jungle. But you have become a man now, Mowgli.
I'm not a man. But neither am I a wolf.
So, this is not related to any of the Disney films. You just heard a clip.
Warner Brothers.
Well, yeah, it's Warner Brothers. But the clip you just heard from the trailer is different from last year or a couple of years ago, The Jungle Book, right? Mm-hmm. That's the Disney one. This one is a retelling of that famous story. Like other
Studios,
Snow White the Huntsman. This one's from Warner Brothers, the other superhero studio that does the other side of...
We don't speak of.
Ben likes speaking about it, but, you know, it's my brother. He's the DC, I'm the Marvel. Everyone has their picks and stuff like that. I think you're more DC, though, too. You said you like Batman more?
Well, because he's the only one that is real.
No, well, he can be real. Peter Parker could be real.
No, Tony Stark... Talks to Thanos in his mind, right?
So this film is actually the second feature film that Andy Serkis directed. He directed another drama called Breath or something like that. I forgot what his name.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is. I just looked at the IMDb. But Mowgli tells the story of a human child raised by wolves that he must face against a menacing tiger named Shere Khan, and as well his own origins. I just made that up all in my mind. I unlike my brother, I don't need a stupid website to do all this stuff.
That has all that stuff just ready for you.
Yep. So the cast is a huge cast. I want to say that the person who plays Mowgli is named Rohan Chad. I have never seen him before. I don't know if he's a new person. I believe he's in other movies that I've seen. Oh, wow. He's in Jumanji. He's in Jack and Jill. And he's in other one, Bad
he's
Words.
He's just little.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Oh, he's that boy in the bazaar. I remember in Jumanji Walking Through the Jungle.
Jack and Jill.
So it also stars Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett.
Okay, are you going to do this too?
Well, I mean, I'm reading it as well as you, so let's go down the list.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Andy Serkis. Not the circus, like the one with the clown.
Is it circus? I don't know. I've never...
It's circus.
He's the guy. That. He's
the girl. He's the mocap guy.
Yeah, everyone knows Precious. Precious.
No, don't do that. Kristen Bell. Peter Mullen.
Ball?
No. Okay. I know it's not that. Peter Mullen. Eddie Marson. Matthew Wright, Naomi Harris, Tom
Hollander,
and there's a huge list of other people,
first? Okay.
I was going to ask you some questions, but you're going to interrupt me like that.
I just want to know how come in the Indian jungle, which is where to assume this is taking place, right? Yes. The Siberian tiger, Shere Khan. How come the man boy, or what do they call him? The man child or something?
Wolf boy or something like that.
Why does he have a British and or New Zealand accent?
Because the movie has a whole bunch of... Because back in the olden days...
Okay, tell me.
I don't know history that well, but I remember that the British colonized India. So I believe that's how he's having that voice.
Is Andy Serkis...
He's European.
Is he European or is he Kiwi?
I believe.
He looks like a Kiwi.
He's something that has an accent.
Something that's not you. Yeah, I get it.
So, first question, last question maybe. How do you feel that there's no music in this film at all? Probably, I'm assuming there's no musical. Because unlike the Jungle Book, there's a musical.
I wouldn't expect there to be a musical.
I expect in every Jungle Book movie that there should be music.
It's not bare necessities, homie.
It is a necessity.
No, they got Cumberbatch only does just, he does mocap. I bet you there's this thing with him mocap too, like he was in the dragon in that other movie.
Oh, yes, probably. Hey, is what's his name in here? So he's working with another person from Lord of the Rings.
He's a tiger and he was like his like voice was like reverberated too as he spoke.
Probably.
He walked with a limp like a pimp. I bet you a man did that to him.
Probably.
And that's why he wants to kill that boy, because he's also a man.
You didn't? Okay, you're talking about the tiger. Sure, I was like trying to. Yes, in the trailer. I was like, so how do you feel about the trailer? Do you like it? Do you like the darkness? Andy Serkis is on record saying this is a darker film than the Disney version.
Yeah. I mean, they kept the boy in a cage. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
It will show slavery. Slavery. Did I say that word right?
Yeah, sure. Clave.
Mm-hmm.
Hurry. Bagheera. Oh, he's Bagheera. Yeah, they all do mocap stuff here. Is it all mocap?
I think so. It's not... So how do you feel about the CGI? Do you think it's a great CGI? Better than
a
the
great
Disney?
CGI?
Or is it better than the Disney one? Because I think Disney one was...
I haven't seen enough to make an appropriate judgment. I mean, the elephant with the moss on his ears was pretty cool. I like how they did the... What is that called? How do you say when a person looks like a boy or a girl?
Oh, the features are atypical or...
It's like ambiguous, yes. But the other word for it. But I like how they did that.
Oh, because the one who's playing Mowgli.
Yeah.
He has... His features can be either or.
Yeah.
This trailer is very interesting to me because I feel like they did this
too
soon.
That looks like good CGI right mm-hmm. there.
But I read somewhere where...
I guess, this is the first time I even heard about this, so I have no idea about this.
It's that whole thing like Armageddon and Asteroid.
There's an Armageddon Asteroid?
No. That phenomenon, thing where studios copy each other.
In the zeitgeist? We all have the same idea at the same time?
So I read somewhere where they wanted to release this around the same time as The Jungle Book, but they were...
That was a few years ago, though,
yep,
right?
Yeah, they stopped
So they've
production.
Just been sitting on this?
Mm-hmm. And then they waited a couple of years to release this because it's better doing that versus
to compete against
childhood
Deep Impact
Deep Impact, that's what it's called. I said Asteroid, I think.
I thought you just meant because there was an asteroid in it. I didn't know you were trying to name the film.
I forgot the film called. Asteroid. But yeah, I read that. I was like, oh, okay, that's why. I like that it's more like a dirty version of the movie. They show a lot of the civilization around that time, not just plain animals.
I like how they showed the Indian aspect more of the mm-hmm. culture, how they showed Holi the...
Yep. You know, I like that too. And then he was... it seems like he's trying to find his family. I don't really know Mowgli, the actual real story.
I don't know. I'm assuming the usually most of the time when there are stories like with Hansel and Gretel and stuff where... They send children into the forest or to the jungle to die because it's a burden upon the family. They've had mm-hmm. too many children.
Wait,
so
that's the actual thing for Hansel and Gretel?
See.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They
hope for them to die.
We actually have that book, too. And
yeah,
I
haven't
think
you
I never
read it
read
to
that.
Our son?
Not that part. So
I mean, they don't say
book.
It directly in there saying, you are a burden, I'm going to abandon you in the forest. But that is during the time. That's what you would say to naughty children so that I wouldn't do that to you.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
So, you know, and he goes back to his, you know, his the trying to find his origins, they said. Mm-hmm. You know, they realize that, you know, man isn't that great. And either is a Bagheera, you know.
An animal. I'm no wolf.
My panther daddy or my...
I am a man wolf. And he howls in that thing and he turns into Jacob. Jacob, is this his name?
Oh, the Twilight guy?
Yeah. Oh, God, I was going to cough, but I didn't. I caught myself there.
Yeah, he usually has that effect on you. I know.
Yes. The
Jacob,
the hotness when he takes off his shirt. Mm-hmm. Best scene. I'm telling you guys, I always say this in the podcast. Watch the last two Twilight movies.
I think I've only watched the first two. I've read all the books, but yes, I couldn't get it past the second.
The last two movies are one of the best, like just fun little movies. Mm-hmm. Especially there's a scene where the father of Christian Stewart, Bella, mm-hmm. Is in front of Jacob, and then. He needs to turn a wolf into a wolf. So he takes off his shirt in mm-hmm. front of the sheriff guy. Say, what are you doing? It's like, this is how I turn into a wolf. I need to take off my shirt.
Well, because they'll rip all the time. They tie their stretchy pants to their ankle.
They do that too in the
so
movie.
So that when you deform or whatever mm-hmm. they call it.
Deform.
You got pants.
Mm-hmm. We should do a separate podcast just talking about the Twilight books.
I mean, you haven't read them. I've only read them in the first one.
No, that's why. Our
collective knowledge from the bookends of it. Sure.
This happened in the books. This happened in the movies. Moving on from Twilight, we also had a second trailer.
This is better.
And this one, I might need your help in saying the actual name. The second trailer.
Sound it out.
The second trailer is called Bohemian?
No.
Okay, say that.
Bohemian?
Mm-hmm.
Rhapsody.
So now what? This is when the operatic section comes in.
Oh, the operatic section, yeah.
Mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me! For me!
On forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
That was a clip from the trailer of.
You can do it. That's all right.
Bohemian. Rhapsody.
I know it's
Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yes.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
This film was directed by Dexter Fletcher, and Bryan Singer did not know he directed this.
He co-directed it.
It is starring my favorite Mr. Robot guy, Rami Malek, Joseph Mazzillo, Ben Hardy, Mike Myers.
Is he in there?
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
Probably not in the trailer.
I mean, he's fourth credited, mm-hmm.
Lucy Bolton, Andrew Gillen, Gwel Lee, and Tommy Holland.
Wasn't he in the other one we watched? Tom Hollander?
No, that's Spider-Man.
No. Wasn't he in the last trailer?
In the,
Pretty sure.
Is
that the guy with the eyes?
What are you talking about, the guy with the eyes?
Does he have eyes?
So listeners, we're on IMDb. We're looking at IMDb.
No, this isn't the guy with the eyes.
It's literally a guy with eyes. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, because they showed pirates, and I thought he was the guy from The Office but it's not him.
Make the connection to that eye.
He had eyes.
Quiet?
No.
This movie chronicles of the years leading up to Queen's legacy appearance at the Live Aid 1985 concert. Also, in the trailer, you actually see that scene, I think, mm-hmm. with the huge crowd and whatnot. So, first question, I have many questions mm-hmm. To you. First question, or I'll ask the questions, you have to answer it later on. You don't have to answer it right away, but it's expected to you at least answer some of the questions. You have to put them in order in any way you want.
Chronological?
You a Queen fan? Do you know anything about the lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Mm-hmm. And is 6 minutes long enough for you? Wink, wink.
Long enough? Or yeah. Is that...
Wink, wink.
What was the first question?
Are you a Queen fan? And how much do you know about Freddie Mercury? And is 6 minutes long enough for you? Wink, 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 wink.
As opposed to
whatever Freddie Mercury was saying in the trailer.
I'm a Queen fan.
Name three songs from them.
Bicycle Race.
Uh-huh.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Uh-huh.
God Save the Queen. I don't know. I know. It's on my iPod. I can't think of the names right at this moment.
We will rock you is one.
We will rock you. Yes.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, Let Me Go. That's Bohemian Rhapsody. You've seen Wayne's World.
Yes. Any song that's from Wayne's World? That one with the Muppets?
That's Bohemian Rhapsody as well.
Right. The one with, what's that group that does all the acapella? Phonics or something like that?
They sang with Freddie Mercury?
No, they did Bohemian Rhapsody too. I was trying to make you say that one.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. So do you know anything about Freddie Mercury too?
Yeah, I actually kind of like, I know we had spoken before about how it was supposed to be, what's his name, Sasha?
Yes, I read somewhere it was going to be Sacha Baron Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually going to produce it and everything. I believe this is the film they're talking about. And yeah, he looked like Freddie Mercury to me. I don't know what happened to that deal, but they got Rami Malek to do it. I mean, he's
is that Malek or Malik?
Malik, I don't know.
I think actually Rami, I'm not sure, would be a better fit because Freddie, he's actually, I always assumed he was English. I honestly didn't know that much, but he's actually from, I don't know exactly, but it's like an Indian type of place, like Pakistan or something like that around.
Really? He's from there?
Yeah, his Farouk.
So it's when the British.
Yeah, well, his name is Farouk something. I forget exactly, but then he legally changed it to Freddie Mercury.
Huh.
And he actually, and Rami is actually Egyptian as well.
Yes, yes.
So it gives it, that's why he looks similar, I think.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, Farouk Bulsara.
So he's from Kingston, London. Oh, no, he died.
No, that's where he, no, oh, okay. Yeah. No, he's not from here.
He's from Mumbai. Zanzibar.
I know they said something about how he went to a boarding school in Mumbai, so.
That's very interesting. I did not know he was not British at all. I thought he was born and raised there.
I want to know, does Rami have to wear dentures in order to pull off the look?
Oh, his teeth?
Yeah.
I mean, on these set photos, it's not very clear of how his teeth is in the thing. I guess he
did. Well, I mean, Freddie did. He had supposedly extra teeth, which gave him his unique look, his smile and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never really listened to a lot of interviews, and I'm not that. I don't claim to be a super Queen fan.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the music, and I really adore it, and I like to stick with it that way.
Have you ever listened to their older albums? Because a lot of them, there are a lot of songs in there I never recognize, and it gets to, you know, the famous Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay, it's this famous song, but there are a lot of like deep cuts because I don't know the music that well too. But I'm like listening to, they have like a huge catalog of music I never heard, because most of the songs that you do hear are mostly from movies. Like,
yeah,
licensed one and stuff like that. So they have an interesting catalog. Like it is that type of style of their music. Like, you know.
Well, he's an artist. I think he graduated from like an art school too in the UK as well. And, you know, and they're all great artists. He was a big fan of cats, and he had lots of cats.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he was a big
fan. And
they
even show in the trailer, if you see it, it's a little nod to it, where the cat's walking across the piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they did the beats and stuff like that. Very interesting. I kind of like the trailer a lot. I mean, he doesn't look like Freddie Mercury exactly, but he has that voice and swagger,
I think he pulls it off just as much or better than Joaquin did for Johnny Cash.
Yes. I mean,
if you're just going by like actual facial, physical, you know.
Like, same thing for me when Will Smith did Ali and like Johnny Cash did that.
Mm-hmm.
They do a good interpretation. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I wonder like what kind of things they use. Like, did they use dentures in order to give him that look?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he probably had to lose a lot of weight.
And then when you do see him in the signature,
the outfits,
white tank top,
it'd be hard to tell. Jeans. You know, you can't tell. If you were just looking.
Especially with the short hair he has in later years. He just looks just like him almost. I'm looking forward to this. I'm actually, like you said, looking more forward to this movie than Mowgli.
Yeah.
Only because it piques my interest more into Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Moving on to that, we're going to discuss the things that we watch, play, listen, read. We didn't do that much. Let's start with you, because you don't come here that way. Oh wait, you didn't answer my question. Is 6 minutes still too much?
You want to answer that here?
Huh?
You really want to answer that here?
Blink once if yes, blink twice if
okay,
no.
What's the question?
Huh?
What is the question?
I mean, if just in general in time, is 6 minutes just too much for anything?
Is it too much? Like, oh, like,
Not enough. Is 6 minutes not enough? That's probably the better question.
I mean, is it enough, or should there be more, or should it be less?
I don't know.
I mean, do you really want to ask me, you know?
I'll go turn off the mic and my little thing.
Oh, did you press the button, off button?
The mic is off, you guys.
Okay.
Let's just start with you. What have you been doing this week?
I think I watched and heard you play PUBG.
Oh, let's talk about PUBG. You want to talk about PUBG?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really want to talk about PUBG.
A game that you don't play? I want you to play. Because I think you'll like it. Just
for I would just like look around. I would keep looking up and going in circles.
But you'll get used to the controls and stuff like that.
I don't get used to controls.
I don't know why it's on me, but I'm just going to discuss this real quick. I've been playing with my family members, mostly my nephews, CJ and Mark, right now on PUBG. The whole time, I've discussed this game many times on the podcast. When I first discussed it, I said I was going to quit because my arms started to hurt playing it. My arms somehow grew muscles I didn't know and got used to it. So I'm used to playing the game now. But I want that feel of how I played with Halo, like that multiplayer. So I don't have like an Xbox or anything. And then no one else has a Switch to play with.
Is it on the Switch?
No. But like other competitive games I play. I just want that feel of just playing with someone I know.
Camaraderie.
Like, yeah, camaraderie. I don't like really playing with people I don't know, like just random people. And I don't really...
Does this have to do with your social awkwardness?
Yes. And if I getting rid of my social awkwardness.
Your awkwardness.
Aquafina-ness.
No, your awkwardness. I like that better.
I talk to family members. That's how I do it. I'm just having a lot of fun. Last night... last night, a couple of days ago with CJ, I was playing doubles with him. If you don't understand what I'm saying,
I don't understand what you're saying.
Just stop me and I'll explain to you what is it about when I say doubles.
What do you do when the phone gets really hot?
Oh, yeah, I thought the 6 minutes is not enough.
No, but I mean, doesn't it hurt your fingers?
No, it doesn't. I'm used to it. I really like the touch controls now. The only thing I don't like about it is that in most first-person shooters, you move your body with one hand and you move your head the other. So I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, you tilt your head.
That's why I end up looking up and going in a circle.
So also, you can shoot with the other hand or with another finger. And this one, you can't do that. If you can do a different way of doing that. Or the way I play is...
with your hands?
Yeah, with my hands and sometimes with my feet. But you have to. I have to push the shoot button. And then that means my player will stop moving. Like, literally stop moving.
When you shoot?
Yeah, when I shoot. But I have to either... what do you call that? Not let go. I have to...
Believe in yourself?
Not believe myself. I'm trying to find that word, that special word that's in my head right now, but I can't get it out. Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, God. Not substitute. I have to, like... to stop. No. So, because, like I said, one hand is moving the head, the other one's moving the body. I have to forget. Forget's not the word, but...
Simultaneously move this way and that way?
Yeah, yes. No, I have to stop using one to use it as a shoot button.
And are that's you retraining the, yourself or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. No, I don't like that way. That's, like, the you worst play. So, it's harder for me to play like that. But, my little story is that... I was playing with CJ on the game, and I basically played it like I was playing Halo. So I love playing the...
So you just kept jumping up in the air?
No. Oh, yes, that's it. One of the things in Halo I really like is playing with the cars, the Warthogs, the way the physics of it, because they just move anyway. And so this time, I just had CJ in the car with me, and he's just shooting the people. We'll drive past by them, and I'll run them over, and he finishes them off. And we combined, we probably killed like 25 people combined.
Wow, this is good to know that you enjoy this sort of...
Yeah, just hitting people with cars.
It's like life, I get it.
Yes. Yeah. But that was fun for me. Like, that one moment just made me...
Well, we all need our little one moments.
Yes, right? And tonight we'll play that one moment again.
Cool. Excellent.
We're scheduling 9 o'clock. Yes.
Oh, are we?
But, okay, let's go back to you. What did you do this week?
What did I do? I don't know what I did. I didn't do much. The only thing I read was about 2 chapters of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein that our son got a 1987 or 84
copy. Oh, he went
copy
back in time.
It's from his teacher. She was giving away stuff, and he always comes home with things from her. So it was an old book. And I read the first 2 chapters.
It's interesting she gave Frankenstein, like...
Or he chose that. I must have. Okay. I mean, I would assume. He came home with, like, 3 or 4 books. He meant for them all to be for Corbin. And I'm not sure if he understood.
Especially the Frankenstein book?
I don't know if he even knew what that was. Because it just looked like a guy, it just looks like a guy like dragging his arm across the cover. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he thought it was a zombie book or what. I'm not sure if he understands.
How did you enjoy the first two chapters?
I forget how much like oldie time books. That's why I don't really read all these oldie time books. How they're all in very, not necessarily incestual, but kind of. But, you know, whatever.
Are there any thoughts?
I mean, I only got the first chapters. That's he was a kid, and then I think he went to.
Whoa! They tell the story when he was a kid, not Frankenstein, but
Victor.
Victor.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it goes far back.
You ever seen the movie? I mean, he starts off.
No, I haven't. I know you want me to watch that movie.
You never watch any Frankenstein movie?
I mean, okay. So the only incarnation, or whatever you call that,
incarnation, incantation,
two different ones. One being
Young
that.
Frankenstein doesn't count.
Okay. Three different ones.
How do you get more?
No. So two still. I didn't count Young Frankenstein. That's why I counted it now.
You didn't see the one Robert De Niro and Helen Bonham Carter?
No. So the other one is a really bad CGI one.
Oh, the one with Wolverine?
Wolverine, yes. Van Helsing. And then my favorite one is...
Hotel Transylvania?
No. Never mind. Monster Squad.
Monster Squad.
Yes.
But that's not that's not Frankenstein.
Well,
That's just Frankenstein's monster in a movie. That's not
Hotel Transylvania. Yeah, the exact same thing.
Fran Drescher, I know. Huh? But no, I didn't know you didn't. Have you seen Dracula before?
No. Not the one with what's his name? What's his name with the eyeballs?
Yeah, the eyeballs. Get it.
No. A lot of those movies I never watched.
You never saw the original? I mean, they're not original, but I mean...
Not even the black and white
the soul
versions.
Story of the actual monster or creature.
The Universal Monsters, a lot of them? No. Like, the only Universal Monster I watched maybe the most...
Brendan Fraser?
Yes. Brendan Fraser, the monster. The mummy, basically. Mm-hmm. Or Bezazzled, you can count that. Satan's kind of monster, yeah.
Well, I mean, Satan's on all of us.
Is there anything else?
That I what?
You got entertained by?
Entertained by? Oh, more than
6 minutes. Huh?
6 minutes. Yes. Yeah, in between. The only thing I've really been doing, the only time I really get to entertain or watch entertainment is when I am probably on my lunch at work and then maybe sometimes at home a few hours. You usually do PUBG. I usually watch YouTube videos. And when I'm watching YouTube videos, it's mostly GMM or you know it by.
Good. Mythical Morning.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't know the jingle that well. Cockatrice. Every time I do the jingle,
there's a fire and a guitar.
It's for me, the jingle is, in my mind, is a Daily Show jingle.
Sort of, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's a jingle.
So what did those Link and Rhett do this time? Did they funny Twinkie that's from Brazil?
A Twinkie from Brazil? I don't know if they have. I don't know, honestly.
Have they
done Will It Twinkie? I don't know if they've done Will It Twinkie. I have to look. I'm not sure, honestly. No, the season 13, I think, is over. And then the Good Mythical Summer is actually starting next week.
So to clarify, it hasn't been on for 13 years.
13 seasons.
Yeah. But most
seasons
times,
doesn't mean a year.
I know, no. Just to clarify, it hasn't been on.
Who are you
on.
Clarifying with? Who's confused You thought it was 13 years?
Yeah, some people put seasons as...
Why is that a big point? I mean, has YouTube been around for 13 years?
It has, actually, yeah. No.
Well, you know, whatever.
I might be wrong. I might be making that up.
You probably are.
Maybe more than 6 minutes. What else?
Yeah,
So the season finale?
Oh, no, the season 13 ended like 2 weeks ago, and then Good Mythical Summer starts up again. And that's usually Good Mythical Morning is a daily show, Monday mm-hmm. through Friday. But Good Mythical Summer...
With Trevor Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's there a lot. But Good Mythical Summer, I think they started last year or the year before, but it's basically just Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I think. So, It's still them.
Okay.
But, well, before when they were doing Recording Buddy System, they had other YouTuber people or their friends or whatever host, like one or two out of the week. But they're not doing Buddy System, I don't think, this year. So it's going to be them.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I like to watch when they eat stuff and do things. But besides that, I actually listen to Ear Biscuits a lot, which is their podcast.
And how's that? Is it better than this one?
This one?
Yes.
That we're having right now?
No. Like overall, the Freaking Awesome Podcast.
I've actually never listened to the Freaking Awesome Podcast.
Oh, Let's rewind. Let me stop this right now, and you can have a listen to the first episode with myself, Sier, Ben, and Nino, and Anthony Marshall. And Nino was on the phone. It was
just on the phone. Just
yeah,
in
just literally on the phone. We had it on.
You just put the phone, put his phone up to the mic,
and we had him talk. And we discussed Up. I think that's our
really
first, yes. That was our first main discussion was Up.
When Lennox was like.
I've been one. Yeah.
You started recording when our child was born?
Yeah, yes.
Why weren't you taking care of our child?
I was. He was on the floor.
Just on the floor?
Literally sleeping on the floor.
You just put children on the floor and
this
say,
one
oh,
especially.
They're fine?
Yeah. Just this one, because I can for this one.
Yeah, well, it's cool. I mean, he's fine.
Don't put baby on the floor.
Yeah, don't put baby on the floor. Or in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Yeah, their podcast is better than this one. Okay. That was the question.
From a scale to 1 to 100, 1 being the worst and 100 being okay, what do you rate their podcast?
I rate their podcast probably in the range between a pug with a derpy face and a corgi running on the beach. And he's running away from you, but you see his little toast butt. And then he's,
oh, he's a toast butt?
Yeah, well, because he's a loaf, that's why. So, yeah, around there. I mean, it's not the best thing in the world. No, obviously not.
It's always them two, right, most of the time?
No.
Oh.
I mean, the past, I think, year or so, but I think they've had guests. I mean, they have guests, but...
Do they do trailer talk?
No, because
that's... Okay, that's ding one. Do they discuss the things they watch, play, listen, and...
I mean, they usually have... I mean, they're pretty more things where they have AMAs and then they answer those questions.
Okay, we can't do AMAs. Yeah. We don't have a big...
I mean...
You know. Someday we'll do AMA. Ask me anything, actually, right now.
Is 6 minutes enough?
No.
Thank you.
That's all?
Sure.
Okay. So,
their podcast is better than this one.
Okay, you don't have to. Yeah, we made that point right.
Oh, I did? Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't think you actually heard me.
I heard you, but I choose not to listen.
Oh, well, that's what's different than, you know, any other time. Now it's being recorded, so everybody else.
Now people can use this as evidence.
Yeah. And, you know our son was evidence today?
Wait, what was this?
He kept telling me he was evidence, and I was like, what do you mean evidence? Yeah, he said, I was evidence today. I was like, what do you mean by that? He's like, there was a fight. I said, were you a witness? He's like, well, yeah, but I was evidence. And then he wouldn't tell me any more about it. He said he couldn't tell me, so I'm not really sure what happened. But go ahead.
Parenting. What did I do with that? I actually will discuss something that we both watched.
What did we both watch together?
We watched a new movie. It's a movie I always wanted to watch. I always heard about it as a good, like, fun thriller.
You know why I never watched it?
Why?
Because I would see, like, not the trailers, but the little clips on Netflix. And then, like, it had, like, a weird mask. And that kind of put me off for some reason. But now I understand why.
So, we watched an older movie from 2014. It is actually from Mark Duplass. If you guys don't know him, he mostly does like these mumblecore type films where this scripted films. Mumblecore is mostly like films where you have a story, but you don't have dialogue. So you make up the dialogue.
That's not improv?
It is improv, but most of the time the dialogue is just like, they're just like mumbling. That's why it's like
mumblecore. Like mumble rap?
I don't even know what mumble rap is.
It's a Sprite commercial.
A Sprite commercial?
I saw it in the movie theater.
So, I'm not going to do the whole schtick. Yeah, how you say that?
Schtick.
I'm not going to do the whole schtick.
There you go. That was good.
What we do usually. I didn't have a trailer for this movie, but actually, it's not even the main discussion. Why am I going to do that schtick? It is directed by Patrick Bryce. It is starring the two people. Patrick Bryce. He plays actually the VO guy or the first person guy.
Videographer.
No. There's a word for that.
First person shooter.
No. VOD. VOD.
Video on demand.
No, that's video on demand. It's probably as... there was something first person, but never mind.
Shooter.
Yes. And Mark Duplass, the writer, is also playing Joseph.
Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. So this is a weird horror movie in a weird way.
Some would even call it creepy.
It's creepy. Called Creep.
Yeah.
So we only watched the first one. We didn't watch the second one. I want to watch the second one.
Is the second one called Creepier?
No.
Or Creepy?
No.
Creeps?
No, nope.
Creeps? Crepes? Crepes. I love crepes. We should do Crepeville this weekend. That's what we should do.
It's called Creep 2. That's on Netflix too. So going into the movie, I did not know it was a shaky cam type film. I thought it would be like a, you know, traditional film where shot in different angles with multiple camera views. No, it's not like that.
High production. Or just production in general.
But they do play with the edit in here in this film that I really like. In scenes that...
You know what they didn't have, though?
What?
They didn't have the star swipes.
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm a big fan of star swipes, and I think that should be implemented
in all
more.
Films?
Well, not in all
you
films.
You don't have the best star swipes in any film? It's Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think it had a star.
Swipe?
It had like the Death Star, but that's just a circle.
But they do the swipes, though.
Is that
they
a star swipe? No, a star swipe.
Oh, okay. I can't even think of a film that has star swipes.
Oh, there's plenty of films.
But... Yeah, so the basic plot of the film is Mark Duplass' character, Joseph, calls Patrick Bryce's character, Aaron, to do a video vlog, or he's a videographer.
Videographer. Is that what you were trying to say earlier?
Videographer. to his house so that he can, because Aaron is saying that he is dying from cancer. So he wants him to videotape it for his family before he dies, especially for his little baby Buddy. His name baby is Buddy.
Yeah. That's a good
thing. Happen. I don't want to like give away too much things about the movie because I think it's a really cool way they show certain aspects of this person named Joseph. And it is a telling similar if you guys watched Nightcrawler. I would say.
Oh, with Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. It has similar, not themes, but it has a...
I actually never watched that, but
that's a good movie, too. But it has a same style, not style. I don't want to say style, but there's...
Concept?
Concept, yes. Probably concept is the best word for it. That reminded me of that film. And yeah, I kind of like this movie.
But you kind of don't, it sounds like.
I kind of don't. It felt like it was too long. There's scenes... like
too long, really?
Not too long.
I think, I think because
there's a lot of moments.
It went beyond like the scary bit. Like they made the scary bits not the part that you thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. So there's like a little red herrings here and there of what type of film.
Well, your brother coined the phrase perfectly, which it was catfish.
Catfish.
And I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. So there's many times where you think you're being catfish multiple times of certain scenes or character traits. They don't show. Oh, they show later on. But yeah, what do you think of the film?
I mean, don't you hate when the protagonist like knows something's up and like
and then
yeah, like, you know, what wasted on him. Mm-hmm. But like they go against their better judgment and
yes,
they go into the dark cave or to the dark, you know, alley, you know, they're like, you know, I really shouldn't go there, but give the guy a benefit of the doubt.
But they do show that humanity is good over
the trustiness is your default.
Yeah. I mean, if you like movies like this, I say watch it. It is a movie where you either will enjoy the ending and thought that was
cool. Why do you think it's called Creep?
Creep, he is a creep. Like, he creeps around.
Because Creep would always, like, a person that, like, would watch you from the bushes.
So that's
how
I feel.
And that's what he is. Like,
so
he
did
that.
Beginning,
like, he did that before. Like, that's how he started, but then he couldn't. His desire was insatiable, and he needed more and more, and he needed it to be... from their perspective and his perspective. Yep.
And there is a scene where they make fun of that, where, like you're saying, I need his perspective. Mm-hmm. And there's, because the whole film is shot from a point of view. Point of view, that's the thing.
Pav. No. You didn't say pav.
Point of view, yes.
Pav.
I don't think people call it pav.
Pav. It's a very common term in, you know, the theater.
Okay, pav, yes.
Pav.
Sounds like you're saying pog.
No. Pav. Pav.
Sneak. I can't even say that word.
It.
Stick.
Yeah,
stick.
You go.
You sure I'm not saying the word stick? I feel like it's...
Are you saying the word stick? No, you said it now, but you didn't say it earlier.
Stick. But yeah, that's all I've been doing for the thing. Yeah, so it's on Netflix right now. We'll go watch it. I enjoyed it. I just enjoyed the ending. It felt like you didn't really mind it. I think I forced you to, not force you, but I was like, oh, I'm just watching this. Because I thought
I'd rather watch horror movies at home with the kids because then they don't like those, so they go away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for us to you know, enjoy our alone time.
Yes. Speaking of horror movies, I like that segue that you just did. So I wanted this episode just to talk about news, and I can't find any like big news for me.
There's no news.
There's no news. Nothing's happening. Especially in America, there's no news at all.
Boring. Just same old.
Yes. But because I'm a huge fan of It now.
Now, right?
I saw. So this is from Slash Films. It's actually from Deadline, actually. So they actually cast most of the It Chapter 2, the new movie that's coming out next year. It's still a long way from now.
They even started production or no?
No. Still casting characters.
But they don't tell us.
They already cast, I think, 3 people. So one of them is Jay Ryan. He will be playing Ben, I believe, in the film. The other one is Jessica Chastain, is believed to be playing Bev at the moment. James Ranson will be playing Eddie. Andy Bean is in talks to play Stan. And James McAvoy and Bill Hader will be playing Bill and Richie, respectively. So those last 3 are actually still in talks, but the other 3 are... They've already signed contracts to film.
How do you know they signed a contract?
I mean, they are actually attached to the film. Mm. So
you were there when they signed it? So.
Yep. I'm their manager. That's my side job.
That's cool. I wish you would have told me about this before, that you had this.
I don't make a lot of money, so I didn't really.
I understand.
So the other person, of course, is returning is Bill Skarsgård. Who plays Pennywise. So I'm actually looking at different pictures of the people now that are playing it. I want your opinion of each one, if they actually look like the people they're portraying. So let's start with Jessica Chastain. Does she look like Bev?
She has red hair.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. That's all you need
to be. Oh, and she's white.
Yes. So I actually wanted Lois Lane from Superman.
Da, 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 da. She sang the song in the Muppets.
Yes.
In Enchanted.
I really like her in Enchanted. I forgot her name. I totally forgot
Redhead lady.
Yes. I have a computer in front of me.
Yeah, you're typing right now as we speak.
Enchanted movie.
Enchant. Fill someone with great delight, charm. This is great.
I like this. This right here. This type of
Enchanted
radio. Amy Adams. Her name is Amy Adams. Right now, my brother's like, it's Amy Adams.
And he choked and died.
Yes, and choked and died. I wanted Amy Adams. I like Jessica Chastain. She is.
You have to get. She's from Sacramento. Is that what that said?
She actually is born and raised.
She's raised in a middle-class household in Northern California suburb.
Mm-hmm. She's like vegan chef. We're reading IMDb. But yeah, I don't mind her. I mean, she's a good actress, whatnot. So the other person is James Ranson. He actually plays Eddie. I think he plays a great Eddie.
Eddie Brock.
So not Eddie Brock. No. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, whatever.
Eddie was really played by Jack Dylan Grazer, and Beverly was played by Sophie Lillis. So I see a picture of both of them. This is great radio too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that makes them look. They look. Everyone, open your IMDb. Go to It Chapter 2 and just open the tabs to look.
They're brunettes. Jewish.
So the thing I like is the eyes. The eyes are those deep eyes, like. And when he kills himself in the movie. Spoiler if you never watch it.
I mean, you don't know. In this one, maybe it's different.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it him? No, it's not him. It's the other one. James McCoy.
No, McCoy?
James McAvoy, sorry.
McAvoy.
He plays Bill, and originally played by Jaden Limber. So
I don't know if that looks similar.
So I think they got, I think the eyes again.
I think again they did red hair kind of and white guy blue eyes.
I think they're
paying attention to the eyes. Who would you have for him?
I don't know. I have no idea. He is a hard person to.
I wouldn't have.
So James McAvoy. I would get a young Jared Leto to play him.
Yeah, I could see that.
A young Jared Leto, though. Not this older one we have that is a Joker. Would have been great. But James McAvoy, I think, is probably the same age as
Yeah, Jared so Leto, I don't know too. Why you're being all like, ugh.
Probably, yeah. I think Jared Leto would be. But I think Jared Leto persona is too much. Because I mean, he could probably could play him. Because he plays this dweebly guy. The what's his name? Bill, right? Yeah, Bill. I never seen Jared Leto ever play that. He's always playing either a psychopath, a drug dealer, a singer. Mm-hmm. What else other movies in? I know he's probably like hundreds of movies.
Oh, hundreds.
And there's only a website for it.
No, I mean, you know, we can't have all of it.
So the next one is Bill Hader, and Bill Hader will be playing Richie Tozer.
I love Bill Hader just in general.
Yeah, same here. And originally, what's his name? Richie was originally played by Finn Wolfhard. If you don't know Finn Wolfhard, he is in Stranger Teens, Volume 4. That's gross. Yeah. Why did I say that
about him? He looks pretty strange right there.
Yeah, Finn Wolfhard. So I think that's a perfect match, especially the comedy aspect of it. I want Bill Hader to be.
I think the mannerisms and the way they carry themselves could be.
Especially watching Barry this last season, he can play that drama role. If this character needs to be that drama role too.
I mean, he's also an actor.
So yes, he's an actor. Usually can do. But I think Bill Hader has a whole bunch of range. He plays that comedian well and a drama well. Like, they need that type of actor. And then, similar to Finn Wolfhard, he does that too great. Because in Stranger Things, he does not play that type of character like he does in It. So it's kind of cool when I saw It. I was like, oh, this kid had range right now. Like, he could be any type of...
How old is he?
Right now? I don't know. He has to be still in his teens. It doesn't really show on his IMDb.
He's 5'8".
Yes. I guess, give or take, 5'8", probably he is around 60. So last is Andy Bean. So Andy Bean is going to play Stanley. So this is the Jewish kid that we're talking about, who was originally played by Wyatt Olaf. Yeah. So let's see the picture of him right now. And it's... I guess.
Yeah, it's the
nose. Who I wanted to be is Ben Schwartz.
But wouldn't we all want Ben Schwartz
to play him? But they probably didn't.
I don't think Ben Schwartz looks like that.
Yeah, see, he looks like a young Wyatt Olaf.
No, that other kid then. The other kid that's in the Stranger Things. Isn't he in Stranger Things too? But his dad?
Kid from the Stranger Things isn't in It.
I know, but he's his dad.
Or his future. So he really has a father figure, so he can't share the same father figure. No. Actually, I don't. Maybe a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sure, just young white guys.
Could play him. I never seen Andy Bean. Most of these people who are going to be in the adult version of it, I've never seen. So that's probably James Ranson, Andy Bean, and there was another guy. Was that the other two? Oh, we're missing someone. I just noticed that.
The
farmer's guy. Yeah. Oh, so I don't know who's playing Mike. So originally Mike was played by Chosen Jacobs. Maybe they can get Black Panther himself. Yeah, I forgot his name actually. The Black Panther guy. He's everywhere now. So Chadwick Boseman.
Or Michael. Are you thinking about Chadwick or Michael?
Huh?
Chadwick or Michael.
For what?
The
Michael B. Jordan? Yeah. No. Not Michael B. Jordan. I think Chadwick will be pretty good for it. Or let's get M'Baku. He's probably really good. Mm-hmm. Winston Duke.
No. He's too big.
What? No. Why can't he work out between the years of him growing
in,
up?
In the town of Flint? No.
Oh, yeah, he's the one that stays. That's why. Mm-hmm. So in the original movie, they have his character be an older man than the rest, right?
No, they're all the same age.
No, but in the original It was like an older man. But he was an old... Oh, okay.
They're all the same age. I mean, he had gray hair because of stress and stuff.
But yeah. How do you feel about that cast?
Oh, I'm really interested in James McAvoy and Bill Hader because I know those two people. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, I have no idea. But I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoy the original TV series. I really like this, the new version with Bill Skarsgård. And I was super excited that at the very end of it, they said, you know, what do they say? Not to be continued.
It's part two.
Or volume one.
Yeah, part one. Part one. Like I said, when we discussed that or gave a review, I love when the crowd said, oh, like that.
How did you not know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, a lot of people didn't know that because they don't advertise it as a part one. That's why.
I personally like that
marketing because it surprised everyone. Because it is a closure. Like, if you just wanted to watch this one scary movie and don't really want to watch the second one, it is a good way to end the movie with them, you know, saying, winning, I promise you. Of, yeah. They're winning. Yeah.
They think they win.
But yeah, that's it for the episode. I don't know if, like I said, is that it? Ooh, another pun. I guess it's a pun.
Sure.
So before we go, we do the little pluggy ruse here. Where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on all platforms at I can't think of it. BillSkarsgård.com. I don't know.
BillSkarsgård.com.
At Twitter.
At Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
At Twitter? Okay.
At Twitter.com.
People's like, what's this? Excellent. Twitter. You can find me at the most organized Twitter feed of 2018 at Abaya Arts. And if you want to add me at PUBG Mobile, my name is Abaya Arts. ABAYARTS. Because I loved RTS games so much. That's not true. But yeah, that's it. Thank you, Audrey, for joining me for this fun little episode that's just random. To do something this week.
Sure.
Yes.
Thanks for having me in my own house.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I am John Abaya.
I'm Audrey Abaya.
And that was the freaking awesome
podcast.